Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme, a millennial dating podcast. Even though the word millennial is terrible and derogatory. This is going to be episode 5 and we are... Yep, that was me opening a Diet Coke. Thank you, Coca-Cola, for sponsoring this episode. Just kidding. We are here today with my college roommate and best friend, Hannah. She came all the way from Sweden just to do this podcast. Thank you so much for flying in, Hannah.
So happy to be here. I'm really excited to talk about our experiences together. And everything, like all the bad boys and yucky
so many
people and great people we've met.
People and great people. One time Hannah, sorry Nicholas, had a guy stay over one night, and the next morning, or should I say afternoon, or should I say night, he did not leave.
He literally would not get up.
Did not get up, stayed. We had maybe 12 to 16 girls over throughout the day.
We washed up, like hungover, sat on our couch and like ordered in food, and he slept the whole time, and people literally went in to see if he was like gonna wake up, and he just slept there in my bed,
kept rolling around,
just stayed there.
It was really bizarre.
Not fun.
Like, get your own bed, bro.
Leave my room. And I'm also the kind of person who needs my personal space and the sanctuary. And Nicholas, who's sitting across from us, my boyfriend. Yes.
Then American men. I was just visiting Hannah in August, and I was shook to see two gorgeous men. Like, what were they doing with their strollers? Just like...
Basically, paternity leave is the shit. And in Sweden, men get just as much paternity leave as women get maternity leave. And you see, like, really hot guys walking around the street with their babies. And a lot of people think they're, like, male nannies or something when they come visit. But no, it's the really hot dads with the really cute kids.
The hotties.
Getting to know their kids. It's really fun.
It's really fun. So just before, we were talking about setting the mood during sex.
Yes.
Do you think that it's important to set the mood? Are you like, which one of you cares? Do neither of you care? Is it something that matters to you?
I think a mood is important, but I have like a strong opinion about this. I'm not all for the setting the mood in the middle of sex.
Like, interesting.
Like, I think, especially like you were saying, if it's a first date or an early date and you're like getting into it and you want to get to know the person physically in a fun way, the least fun thing is for them to stop and be like, wait, I have to fix the music. Oh no, the light's too bright. Like, can we light some candles?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't really matter. Let's just do it.
Kills the mood immediately.
I'm an easily distracted person and I'll lose interest if you do that. Honestly, it's really hard for me to get back on track.
Totally.
But that being said, after being in a relationship for a while and getting to know each other, yeah, definitely. You can set the mood.
Agreed.
Nicholas, do you want to say anything about this?
No, I'm
totally for it. We spoke about this earlier, and Lindsay, you had an experience with this like a couple of weeks ago.
Actually, a couple of years ago.
Oh, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, so I was intimate with someone, and there was a song on that they didn't like, and so they stopped mid-intimacy.
So not
they
fun.
Were like, no, this song is not for me. I think it was a really good song, too. It was like a remix of Bittersweet Symphony.
It's a very good beat to get into. I can see that.
It's really good. It's like nice.
So much fun.
So Hannah and I were roommates at Boston University. Shout out BU.
What's up, Terriers?
Anyone listening, we love Boston. We're kind of upset that there wasn't a five-year reunion.
Yeah, but I didn't make it to the first, second, or third. I don't know. I've been around the world.
There should have been an official
one. There should have been an official one.
Really fucked up.
I would have made it to an official.
But so at BU, we lived together for 3 years. During those years, we had some additional roommates, I would say, on my end, a couple times.
A couple of additional roommates. I was kind of like a lone wolf in college. I had people here and there when I felt necessary, but focused on academics,
thing.
I think, and
thing.
Other things, fun Definitely. Friendships and stuff. But you had, we had always had like a third roommate, and that was okay because I liked the company. I thought it was fun.
It's true. And we lived in an apartment complex called Dexter Park.
What up, Dexter Park? There was once a girl.
I had a boyfriend at the time. Anyway, so he was selling weed at the time, and I had friends coming for the weekend and they needed weed, and I hooked them up, and he kind of like shorted them weed, and it was really fucked up. And then they confronted him about it, and he denied it, and words were exchanged.
Lots
and
of that.
It almost seemed like he wanted to get beat up with the way that he was acting.
And, I wasn't there for that part.
And lo and behold, he did, because it was two of my guy friends from the city who were just like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And they ended up slamming him through the wall of our apartment.
Literally through the wall.
Through the wall. The wall broke.
So I think I came home. I was like out doing something. Who knows what.
The craziest part was that it continued and I couldn't get it to stop, and like I didn't know what to do, and at the time my bed was like on wheels. Do you remember that?
Your bed was on wheels and you had nothing to stop, and it would roll around everywhere. Like,
I couldn't get it.
I could hear
to
every
stop.
Time the bed. I knew someone was in her room. If the bed was moving, because I could hear it.
Oh my god, but this was really bad because they were fighting, and like my bed was flying. They were fighting in my room, and my bed was like flying from like the top to the bottom to the side of my room.
Yeah.
It was really horrifying.
So basically I get home and I think it's like maybe it has to be like 10 minutes after all of this has happened because like tensions are still high. They're very intense.
Very.
The mood in the room is like, holy shit, what just happened?
Literally.
And Lindsay is like a prank player. like I'm going to save this for afterwards, but Lindsay has pulled the most horrible mean pranks on me.
If we're friends and it's April Fool's,
but it's like hysterical at the same
calls.
Time. It's literally hysterical. Just like a quick side note, I have to say, one time she called me on April Fool's Day. I'm sitting in the library and she goes, I'm on my computer at the time. I'm sitting in the library and she calls me and she goes, Hannah, oh my God, I left the door open. I'm so sorry, but someone stole everything. They stole our television. They stole my laptop. They stole all of our electronics. Your laptop's gone. And I'm sitting there freaking out thinking it's real on my laptop. She was so convincing. Don't answer your phone if Lindsay calls you on April Fool's
That's
Day.
That's the funniest thing.
Anyhow, I come home and like tensions are high, as I was saying. They were like, whew, the blood was boiling. The tempers were burning. And Lindsay pulls me aside, and like I said, she's an excellent April Fool artist. Like, her tomfoolery and pranking is just next level. And she turns to me and she goes, Hannah, okay, don't get mad. There's a big hole right outside your bedroom. And like someone knocked into your dresser and some things fell off and a picture frame broke, but don't worry, I'll replace it. It's fine. And I'm like, Lindsay, no, that didn't happen. And she's like, no, Hannah, seriously, it happened. Don't be angry. And I think we're like standing outside the door or something at this time. And I go in and there are there are two very large holes right next to our bathroom very in the large. Hallway. And I guess his head got rammed through the wall by these mm-hmm. guys. Mm-hmm. Literally.
No joke.
Rammed through the wall. So yeah, that was one guy. That was guy.
Scary.
That was a...
But luckily, so Hannah and I had a ghost in our apartment yeah, Toby. Named Toby. And Toby protected us for Sup 3 Toby. Years straight.
Yeah, Sup. Literally. After, but after you guys broke up, like, he... Yeah. Toby definitely helped, gave a cast Toby, of protection Toby against Toby locking the doors. Toby
had to give the cast of protection because the door... okay, so I would love to talk about dating in Sweden versus dating in New York, because there was a time where you were dating a little bit in, not necessarily New York, but just America in yeah. general, in yeah. LA a little bit, before you moved to Sweden. What did you prefer, and what's like the main difference? Are the guys on the apps the same? Are guys looking for the same things?
Okay, well, I hated dating in the US, and I think that's because I just didn't really click with anyone. And I think that's a cultural thing. I don't know, my background and growing up with a mom who was very Swedish and had a lot of Swedish cultural tendencies. I didn't realize about that about myself, and it was hard to click with guys. So I didn't really like dating guys in LA at all. I'm pretty, mm-hmm. And I also think that's because I don't like LA that much. I mean, I love the city, but I had a hard time. It wasn't my place.
Understandably.
And like, all respect, go LA. Aren't the Dodgers like playing?
The Dodgers are playing, but we are an Astros household.
Okay,
my roommate's from Houston, okay. And so is her boyfriend. So okay. We don't Go say Astros. The word Dodgers.
Go in Astros. This
home. Go Astros.
Okay, anyhow.
Great game last night, by the way. I actually watched it in bed. I never, ever watch sports. And I just want everyone on this podcast to know that I watched a sporting event in bed.
And did they win?
And they won.
That's amazing.
Because I was watching.
Watch it again, Lindsay. They'll win again.
I think I have to.
Anyhow, I moved to Sweden and I started dating, and it was like on the apps like I was in other countries. And I think like the amount of time it takes to have sex and all that stuff, that's the same. I like yeah. never think there's a right time to have sex. I guess it's like what works for you, and if you
click
with someone.
It's like if you're feeling it or
yeah.
not.
Like no
joke. I was with someone this weekend who was saying that you have to have sex with everyone, like almost immediately.
Okay.
To see if there's anything there.
But I don't disagree. Like, there's no judgment. You literally do whatever you want. Like, if you click with someone and you feel like the energy's there, then go for it.
Even if you're 16?
No. God, no. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I take that back. Like, mm-hmm. Once you've had your beginner sexual experiences and you feel more of a woman, I know this sounds so cliche, but you feel like more confident in yourself
what
and
age
your body.
Do you feel like that?
I don't
might
think there's like
happening.
A universal age. I think it's mm-hmm. a feeling. Like I was a late bloomer, mm-hmm. and I think that like for me it took a longer time to feel confident in myself and my body and who I was and my sexuality. But now that I am, mm-hmm. I think I like no judgment to anyone for their preference of what they want to do and when they want to do it. And if anyone were to judge me, I would feel like fuck you guys, don't judge me. But
agreed.
So there's never a right time, but like when I moved to Sweden, I noticed that guys were kind of a little more respectful. Like
they didn't try to have sex at all?
No. I mean, there's like people say, this is so strange, but a lot of people who move to Sweden mm-hmm. who aren't Swedish say that Swedish men are soft, but I, like not soft, but like...
What do you mean they're like Vikings?
Yeah,
the
literally. That's
soft.
Exactly what I think. But like they show their emotion. Like
yeah,
they're emotional
they're like,
men.
Because they're strong enough to show their emotion.
Okay, that's exactly what I think.
American men are literally a joke, like a mask of emotion because they're too scared to be their real self, clearly. Except for my dad. Love you, Dad.
Yeah, I love Paul. Anyhow. But when I moved there, I noticed that there was a lot more respect. And primarily, this is the best thing ever. I'm an incredibly forward and honest person. And there's nothing I value more than truth and honesty in another person.
Agreed.
And like, don't waste my time and I won't waste your time. And a thing that I noticed as a trend in the US is that like guys would lead girls on just because they wanted someone on the back burner to like make sure that there would always be
on
someone,
their roster.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. On the roster, like sitting on the bench waiting to come up if someone gets injured or whatever. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck knows? And in Sweden, I noticed, like, the minute that someone felt it wasn't right and it didn't click, whether that be on the first date or the fifth date or the sixth date, they were always incredibly honest. I don't think I've gotten ghosted once in Sweden.
Wow.
Not, and, yeah, like, there's nothing I respect more than that. Like, you don't...
So you would rather someone say to you, hey, I'm just not that interested in you,
150%. 150%. Like, it's interesting, because
I had a conversation about this weekend, and the person I was speaking about it with said, no, I'd rather them ghost me.
That's so strange, because to me, at this point in my life, I'm confident enough in who I am and myself to know that just because that person wasn't interested, someone else is. And that someone else is sitting right across from us right now.
Totally.
Hey, babe.
But my question is, like, let's say that you were single.
Yeah.
And you were dating. Yes. And you, like, didn't want to say to someone, I'm not interested, because, like, what if no one else kind of came? You know what I mean? Like, what if you just, like, wanted, like, it was cold that night and, like, you wanted someone to snuggle with? Like, you couldn't really reach out to that person if you were, like, sorry, I'm not interested in you right now.
Yeah, but I think there was, like, maybe to clarify, there was, like, levels of not interested. Like, I've had a guy say to me honestly, like, hey, I'm not looking for a serious relationship, but I am looking to hook up if you want to. Literally said that. And I didn't pursue anything with that person because that wasn't what I was looking for at the time. But, like, I would have no problem saying the same thing to someone else. Like, hey, if I were a single girl wanting to have fun and, like, wasn't sure if that person was right for me, I wouldn't have a problem being, like, I'm not interested in a long-term relationship.
I have a friend that I've hooked up with in the past, and it was a little while ago now, and we maintained a, like, friendship and kind of, like, work relationship. Like, I'll send, you know, he sent a client my way, vice versa, whatever. And I was thinking about how we had really good sex, just, like, point blank. And I was like, I wish that that could happen without him thinking that I'm, like, obsessed with him or, like, into him or have feelings at all, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, what, how do I do that? So initially I reached out to him for coffee. I don't even drink coffee.
Yeah, you literally do not. Salads and coffee are on the no-no list.
No salads, no coffee. And so obviously that was just a way of me trying to, like, see him. And then I realized, and we were going back and forth with the coffee date, and then I was like, what am I doing? Like, I don't want coffee. I clearly just want to have sex with this guy. And so I said straight up, like, I don't want coffee. Let's just, you know, like, I want something more, essentially. And that's exactly what happened. And he was really, like, fascinated and I think surprised that I said that. And he was like, that was so refreshing to hear, you know.
There's, like, nothing more flattering than to hear, hey, you want to, like, get down? You're hot. I'm hot. Totally. Your energy is good and we vibe well.
Exactly.
Let's do it.
And then we ended up having, like, a great conversation, too, when we did hook up. Which I want to talk to you about.
Yeah.
It was about, like, energy, which you just brought up, and how, like, some women have very feminine energy. Yeah. Some women have masculine energy.
You mentioned this to me.
And I think I have a bit of masculine energy, which isn't a bad thing.
I am 100% have masculine energy.
Totally. And
I'm I think we're both very, like, determined and decided people.
Totally. I mean, it sucks that that's not associated with feminine.
Yeah, why not? That's so fucked up. God. Like, you know what? I may be determined and assertive and know exactly what I want, but I look just as good as any other feminine girl in a red dress, right, Lynn?
It's true. It's so true.
Like, you...
That red dress.
That red dress. Love that red dress.
No, but it's very true, and I just don't think that I think that the reason... Like, we do have masculine energy, and we kind of, like... attract other friends of the same type.
Yeah.
Like, we don't need a friend that's like, oh my God, this is so pretty. Yeah. Pink bubbles.
No, I think it's more than that too. It's just like friendship wise, I'm a no bullshit kind of person. Like, I really just want a friend who's gonna be there in my hardest times and, like,
agreed,
stick by my side and, like, help me through the shit, and I'll help them through the shit.
Agreed.
And I don't need, like, all that extra fluff.
Totally.
I don't need, like...
But, like, when it comes to relationships, do you think that you having a masculine energy, like, attracts, like, a feminine energy or like the same masculine energy? Like, what energy do you think that you're attracted to in a guy?
Well, I think there's like a yin and yang to everything, like a yin and yang, sorry, not yang, yin. And I think that people like aren't fully masculine or fully feminine. There's like a fluidity to it. Like, it's not there. You can't be one or fully one or the other. And I'm like, I do have very, very masculine tendencies, but I'm also incredibly emotional. Like, Lindsay, you've seen me cry so many times. Yeah. I can tell you, in the past week, I've cried about puppies, babies, someone losing someone they loved and cared about, and amazing food, when I've laughed
you
hard.
You cried about food?
Yeah, literally I'm cried dead. About food. I just love a good meal. Love a good anything. Like, my default reaction is cry. So even if I'm a masculine person, I do have like emotional tendencies.
Totally.
And I think the person I generally attract, I always thought like I really wanted like this big man, like I'm a tough guy.
Right.
I can do what I want.
No.
And like literally I've dated one or two of those guys and it's not for me. Like
Why do you think that is?
I'm like, way too determined.
Like alpha?
No, like... I'm a very... Yeah, maybe it's like the alpha thing. Like, I am a very alpha person also, but I just am not interested in being bossed around all the time and told what to do. Like, let's tell each other what to do to make each other better. Like, I want a guy who
like
can...
Like a 50-50 situation.
A 50-50 situation. I want a guy who's feminine in the sense that he's in touch with his emotions and, like, will show when he's sad or show when he's happy and not be afraid to do that. But I also want a guy who, like, is masculine in the sense that he likes to hang with his bros and, like, knock back a beer and do weightlifting sport stuff. Yeah. I don't know. Like, or, sure. like, be a little more forceful in certain ways and, like, have determination. I don't know. How do you... Now that we're talking about it, I feel like this is going to sound so... Hannah. But, like, no, how do you even define masculine and feminine? Like...
Yeah, how, no, that's a really like, interesting...
Why are women really and femininity associated question. With, like, weakness? Like, that's not
Let me
cool.
Google it right here.
Yeah, I like... I think
live.
I think this is a
how
hot topic.
How do you define masculine...
I mean, obviously there's an exact feminine. Definition I mean, in the dictionary.
Let's be clear, we know the definition.
Yeah.
We want to see what it says. Okay. Gender refers to the cultural meaning that is ascribed to a person's sex, generally labeled masculine or feminine. Masculinity and femininity are the terms that are often used to identify a set of okay, that
yeah,
really
but like,
doesn't
who
help us.
Who decides
okay, what are some feminine traits?
Oh yeah, okay,
girlishness?
Wait. Like fuck that.
This makes it distinct for the
Like,
no,
I just want to, like, question society and say
okay,
why
here
the
we go.
Fuck?
A masculine society has traits that are categorized as male, such as strength, dominance, assertiveness, and egotism. Feminine society is traditionally thought of as having conventional traits such as being supportive, caring, and relationship-oriented. Basically, what they're saying is if you are assertive and dominant, you can't be caring and relationship oriented.
Yeah.
Which is a bit
which
fun.
Is like really not true. And like who the fuck decided that a man can be assertive, but if a woman is assertive, it makes her aggressive.
Yeah. I
like,
don't really like
I
that.
Don't like that at all. But that's a heavy topic. But yeah, I think that
it's a heavy topic. So the person that I hooked up with when we were getting into this said that he feels like maybe it's my like masculine energy that attracts kind of like an effeminate man, per se.
I guess like
because
there has
I'm
to be
not
a balance
great,
in some
yeah,
ways.
Yeah, because I'm not great at letting a guy kind of take the lead. I'm trying to be better at it. And like any of the dates I've been on recently, I let them choose the place and like, you know, most of the things, but usually I'm like choosing the place, I'm ordering, like I'll get the Uber, you know, and it's like, it's just because that's me and like I can just take care of myself and like it's a natural
but
reaction.
Yeah.
But like guys sometimes want to feel like a hero and I think like we have to let them.
I know.
At a certain point, even if we are like not 100%.
I know.
Feminine.
This is something I think about like in my relationship is a lot as well because I like you am also very assertive. I'm going to use the man word and say I am assertive. I am not aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to book the Uber, I like to choose the restaurant, I like to do all those things, but I wouldn't say that makes me masculine. It makes me like not passive. It makes me an active person who wants to participate in the process. And maybe right. like the person that's right for me is more passive and doesn't necessarily have that much of an interest in choosing the restaurant because they know that my choice will be good and mm-hmm. that's okay. Or like that they can like send me money for the Uber later and that's cool too, you know, right. like,
yeah.
But I think whatever, being masculine as a woman is badass. We get shit done. So do feminine women, by the way.
Agreed. Yeah, that's a really interesting topic. Let's talk about plastic surgery. A lot of people are getting it earlier and earlier. Plastic surgery, Botox, just what's your opinion on the whole thing?
Well, I come from a line of women who have not had surgery done. My grandma on my dad's side did, mm-hmm. but when she was much older, like I think she was like 70 when she got a facelift.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom hasn't done anything, and I have a sister who's older than me. She hasn't done anything. Or my grandmother on my mom's side too. And I think everyone has the right to do whatever the hell they want. And I understand if you have like a nose that you're uncomfortable with, or mm-hmm. if maybe you want to make your boobs bigger, cool. But my opinion is that you should like wait until at least until you have kids, like after you have kids and you're done with that.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel like what your body changes so much and we're still so young.
Yeah, like, but like what if you're 27 or like 20 even and like you are insecure about something?
Of course, like if you're insecure about your nose.
And you can't afford to fix it.
You can. Yeah. If you like, yeah, I get it. If you're insecure about your nose and you want to change that, cool. More power to you. I think that's fantastic.
What about your boobs?
Yeah, that too. But like doing crazy like liposuction or like a butt lift or like injecting stuff into your face, like where faces are still so young. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you have a baby face?
I don't know. Young.
You have a really young face too.
Thank you. I was with my mom the other night having dinner and didn't get ID'd and she didn't even notice and I noticed because I just was like upset.
I know. And I live in Sweden now and there the drinking age is 18 and I'm like for a really long time I was still used to getting carded in the US and then I moved there and like I clearly don't look 18 sad right. but like I just don't.
Yeah.
So I don't get carded anymore. It was a shock.
I get
not
it.
So fun. But I don't really get the trend with
Do you have any friends that have had their lips done or Botox?
No, not that I can think of. Like no, I don't think
really?
So.
Really? I'm shocked.
But also in Sweden, like, the culture... I mean, sure, that's part of the culture. Trust me, lots of girls do that. But mm-hmm. there's also, like, the natural beauty thing movement going on there. So, yeah. I don't know. But do you have friends that do that?
I do, yeah. I have a couple. And probably more that do now that don't.
What do they do?
Some Botox and some lip injections. And I think I have had some friends experiment with filler as
well. Like in the cheeks and stuff?
Yeah.
But do I know these people? Because if they do, then they look incredibly natural and I haven't noticed at all. Or maybe I'm just like totally jaded and everyone has it. I'm just not paying attention.
Well, that's what it is. It's like, what is it? You know, are we so jaded that we can't notice that everyone around us is having plastic surgery?
Well, you haven't done anything.
No, I haven't.
Do you want to do anything?
I mean, obviously there's some things that every person in the world would improve about themselves. But I just like, first of all, I think that everyone would notice. I just feel like my face is so like delicate, you know?
It's such a cutie little face. But like, seriously, I agree with you. If you were to get something done, I think I would be able to tell. But maybe 100%. That's just because I know your face so well as well.
Yeah. But, yeah. I think that it's actually easier to get away with having work done if you're not as active on social media.
Yeah.
Because then people aren't as familiar with your face.
Yeah. You're pretty active.
Yeah. I'm screwed if I ever want to get anything done. I need to cancel my facelift for Thursday.
Cancel Thursday's facelift, everybody. I don't know. I guess I agree. Like, of course, I look at my face sometimes and I'm like, oh my God. I see lines that aren't that weren't there before, like 5 years ago.
Right.
I feel like I sound so dumb, and I'm sorry to any woman who's older than me listening to this.
No, there was just a Broad City episode, the witches episode that aired last week.
Did you see it? That was so funny.
And Abby was like, "Yeah, and I got my first gray hair, and I thought that I would have accomplished more by now."
It was so funny. But I've had gray hair on my head since I was 10, I think.
That's crazy.
But they're just there because I don't have pigment in my skin, but still.
Yeah, I mean, I don't notice them.
I know, so. They're in the back, but I've showed you before.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, yeah, I would like, I think sometimes of what would happen if I filled there and if I had bigger lips, but you know what? Makeup's fun.
Exactly.
I sound like such a mom.
No, it's true. Guys don't, I mean, I'm not a guy, so I really don't know. Maybe guys like plastic surgery. Guys, if you like plastic surgery,
answer the Instagram poll.
Yeah, we're going to do an Instagram poll, and hopefully you'll participate so that we know if you care about that or not.
We can follow up.
Mm-hmm. This has been We Met at Acme, episode 4 or episode 3. Thank you so much, Hannah.
It was really fun.
Love you so much.
It was just like a regular chat.
Just like another day.
Just a month.